Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. Folks right over my shoulder here looking at the latest information on Hurricane Laura, getting the information from the aircraft, looking at satellite, and we have a new update. This is the new information that we have. Winds now 145 miles an hour, pressure down to 947 millibars. We're right now 155 miles south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. The storm's moving northwest at 15 miles an hour. So let's check out the latest satellite image here. You can see a well-pronounced eye right here, strong convection all around the eye, but also you see some of these clouds well out ahead of it. And that's some of the rain bands. So we've already seen some of those rain bands produce heavy rainfall, gusty winds, and also tornado warnings going out in some of these. If you really look at the situation, most of your tornadoes occur in that right front quadrant. So any one of these, just so much spin in the atmosphere from the hurricane that you can get these to produce not just heavy rain and those winds, but also tornadoes. Here's a look at the actual latest forecast that we have. Look at the expanse of those tropical storm force winds. These stretch out, especially in that northeast quadrant, 205 miles away from the center. So that's a large expanse of tropical storm force winds. Hurricane force winds, the latest data we have from the hurricane hunters, is stretching out 60 miles from the center. So not just a single point, but stretching out well beyond that. Still a little bit more room to go, and then we're having landfall overnight tonight, early Thursday morning, and then with time, such a powerful storm staying a hurricane for a while inland. So not just along the coast you have some of those wind impacts, but wind impacts going well inland as well. So heavy rain, all the wind impacts inland, that's a lot of trees, power lines, significant impact even for people that are living inland. So some of the rainfall we have, this is the updated that we just got a little bit ago. Still looking at some heavy rain in a lot of these areas, anywhere from 5 to 10 inches of rain. Some places could get even 15 inches of rain. Look at some of the rainfall that was updated right there around the landfall point in southwest portions of Louisiana and also the upper Texas coast. But some of those high values stretch well into East Texas, up through central Louisiana, even into Arkansas with time. So just because you're not on the coast doesn't mean you're going to get some big impacts from Hurricane Laura. Some of the other impacts that we have, looking at the dangerous storm surge, some of these values, significant values associated with the storm surge. You look at over Galveston Bay, 2 to 4 foot of storm surge, 6 to 9 foot around Port Bolivar, and around all around the Bolivar Peninsula there, you get 6 to 9 foot, 10 to 15 foot of storm surge. That's just life-threatening, unsurvivable, not survivable storm surge. From Johnson's Bayou over to Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, 15 to 20 foot of storm surge. 10 to 15 beyond that. So just a dangerous situation associated with this storm surge. Even well to the east, Intercoastal City, 8 to 12 foot of storm surge, and you're starting to see some of these water levels already start to rise. And it's not just on the coast, it's well inland as well. If you look at these areas, you start drawing an area of Interstate 10, just like that. Look how far that water stretches inland with that dangerous storm surge. Every one of these bayous, canals, and rivers start filling up with the surge. And in some places north of I-10, that's 50 miles inland. So this is the latest information on Hurricane Laura right here at the National Hurricane Center.